Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radio Lab, and today, experiments in translation.
Lesson number 6. Thank you very much, Interpreter 3940.
Thank you, Tarsakabakora for Tarkasketu.
Now you try.
For an interpreter, you really do get a spectrum of life.
This is Natalie Kelly.
You know, you get a little taste of all these different things that are happening in the world. It really opens your eyes.
She wrote a book called Found in Translation, and years ago...
You know, I grew up in a very small town in the Midwest.
Back when she was just a kid.
I remember going to work with my dad, and there was a janitor, and my dad said, you know, he actually speaks another language on top of English.
And she says she remembers her 7-year-old brain being like,
wow, there's a whole nother language beyond English that I could learn.
Fast forward many, many years, Natalie goes to college and she just started learning languages.
Yes, Spanish, Japanese, Arabic, German, Italian, whatever I could get my hands on.
Because she had this basic idea that it would just connect her to the wider world. But what it actually led to, at least initially, was this very strange job.
Called telephone interpreting.
This is a job I never actually thought to think about until now. But basically, when anyone calls a business and there's a language barrier, the operator can call a switchboard and patch in someone like Natalie.
So I could interpret for them.
And Natalie, like a lot of these telephone interpreters, worked remotely, which meant she'd be in her house alone in a room, and every few minutes...
Hello, this is Interpreter 3940. How may I help you?
She'd get a call. And it could be anything.
1 minute you're interpreting for could be a celebrity who's booking a hotel or a restaurant in Spain. Then you're interpreting for a court hearing. And then you're interpreting for a hospital.
And what was the most memorable call you ever got?
I was, let me put it this way. I got a call. You never know where the call's going to come from. And I heard that it was a 911 call. And most of these calls are actually not real emergencies. But I knew immediately something was different. The dispatcher was connected, and I heard this woman whispering on the other side of the phone. She said, me va a matar.
Me va a matar.
He's going to kill me.
Oh, my God.
The dispatcher said, where is he? ¿Dónde está? And she said, está en la casa.
In the house?
Yeah, he's in the house. And then the dispatcher said, and where are you? Debajo de la cama.
What's that mean?
Under the bed.
Oh, my God.
Does he have a gun? ¿Tiene una pistola? Sí. Where is he now? In the hallway. What's he doing? He's opening the door. And then... click.
Oh, f*** off, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was just a click.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
If it sort of gets me about that is like, what a weird, like if you got into it for the connection, then what a weird place to end up in where like you're by yourself in your room and then suddenly you're dropped into the middle of the most intense moment in a person's life, but then ripped out before you can know who the person was or what's about to happen to them. And then you're back in your room again by yourself.
That happens, and then the phone rings again, and then you're, hello, this is Interpreter 3940, how may I help you? And you're back to it, and you're interpreting, you know, something, you know, literally within a minute after that phone call ends.
And the next person is probably trying to buy trading stamps in Spanish or something.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like to have to skip and jump like that.
Radio Radiolab is supported by the John Templeton Foundation, funding research and catalyzing conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. Learn about the researchers making the latest discoveries in the science of well-being, complexity, forgiveness, and free will at templeton.org/podcast.